Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Ooh. Did you hear that? You didn't hear that, did you?
I'm not sure I heard it through the mic or not. I heard it right before I was turning everything on.
Me spitting my gum out?
Oh, no. Just whatever you dropped on the floor there.
No, it was
it a huge piece of gum that sounded like
it
paper falling?
It wasn't a wad. No, but thwatted into the... Thwatted?
Sure, thwatted.
Thwapped?
Sure.
Into the... whatever. I shouldn't have been chewing gum. Just wanted to freshen my breath up, you know. Been eating oatmeal and coffee.
Yeah. We all have the morning ritual breath, I'm sure.
Morning rank.
So how are you?
Good. I had the best day yesterday.
Oh,
it was like a summer day.
Oh, it was great.
Without the summer crowd.
Oh, so you surfed.
I did. Well, yeah, but it was 80 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
The sun was out. The surf was small where I went, but I just, it was,
sure, you had a
I was
little
out
fun.
For 2 hours just chatting up a buddy, taking turns. Laughing, got some sun. It was really nice.
That's great.
It's one of the. Oh, you want to hear something stupid?
Sure. Mm-hmm. We love stupid stuff.
So these Apple Watches. When I was gifted one the first time, I thought I didn't want that.
Yep.
I'm super bummed that, like, this is inner dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who says that out loud? You've just given me something nice, and I'm super bummed that you did it. But I thought
you've grown a lot.
I'm into Apple enough already.
Right.
You know what I don't need? Their stuff on my body full time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, because you've been gifted something, you start using it.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, I'm like, well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
Mm-hmm.
So then I even upgraded to the one that's, you know, on T-Mobile.
Right. And I was the beneficiary of your first one.
Right. No, that's my second one. The first one I ruined.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The first one got ruined in the water. It was an experiment. The new one actually has service. So this is the...
Oh, right. This is independent from your phone. It can still be receiving messages
right.
or whatever.
So the missus goes to the doctor, the baby doctor yesterday.
Oh, boy. That's right. All the appointments. Damn it.
Yep. And so... And actually, the way that went down was I met her last week and we did a sonogram.
Yeah.
And the lady sonogram... The lady that did the sonogram is like, everything looks okay, but, you know, your doctor's going to review it and write you back and let you know. And then the doc never wrote back.
Oh, well, no news is good news.
No, right? That's not the way that works. And you know it. You want to hear from someone that says it's all good.
Yeah.
So then she had an appointment to go meet with the doc yesterday. So we wait over the weekend and she's supposed to. And now I'm out surfing and the missus goes, you know, I got the doc at noon. And I'm like, all right, let me know. So there I am in the water, and my wrist starts ringing.
Oh, no.
No, it's cool. Like, under any other circumstance, I would be all, I feel so dumb. I mean, it didn't ring out loud. It was vibrating my wrist.
Yeah.
But I go, you know what? I want to know what happened. Hello?
So you can talk right into your wrist.
So funny. It's like Get Smart or some crazy Mr. Gadget.
Yep.
In the water.
Inspector Gadget.
With a buddy and two other dudes. We're just all hanging out. And there I am answering my wrist. Hello? Hey. Like, how'd it go? A-OK. I'm all right. I feel stupid enough as it is. I can't keep talking. I'll check you later. Click. But what a trip.
That is funny.
In the water.
Just these. We are so reachable. That was always like your place where no one could reach you.
I wouldn't have normally wanted that.
Right.
And I certainly can take the watch off.
Yeah.
But under that circumstance, I thought, you know what? I do want to know what happened
in
there.
Sure, it's your kid.
Not that I could, you know, run over there and fix anything that might be wrong. I guess the bad news would... I guess you just, if there's bad news, I just wanted it.
Sure.
I don't, actually, now in retrospect, I'm thinking, why would I have wanted... What would have been the rush? Well, whatever.
Yikes.
It was a relief to get the good news,
what
so maybe that's why.
Thing, though, so there's a little microphone right on that watch, right?
Yeah, somewhere.
It's amazing that it can go in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can hear her, too.
Oh, I could hear her. I mean, she's a quiet talker, so, you know, that was one of the reasons I went, okay, I gotta go. Pretty neat.
That's great.
Pretty neat stuff. So, yeah, I got a couple hours in the water yesterday. Speaking of the watch, I turned my rings a bunch of times while I was out there.
Mm-hmm. I know you love that.
I do. And then that there's a day.
Yeah.
Then I went home and, you know, hung out with my kid and ate some dinner and bedtime.
It does roll around pretty fast.
Well.
The days are day can get away from you pretty good.
We've got pretty great jobs, but there is that. Then I'm back to routine.
Yeah.
Making my coffee.
Oh, my God.
All right, everyone, I got to go. Good night.
No, the greatest job, but it really is. It's like, you know, our running joke is, well, it's 7:15. I guess I got to get ready for... God, it's 7:30. It's getting kind of late.
Oh, boy.
Boy, I better get my stuff together. And I lay out everything the night before. I cannot be held responsible for clothing choices at 4 in the morning. Like, everything is set out the night before. Everything's done.
By you?
Yeah.
Oh, so you go into your closet.
I put my shoes down at the bottom of
Let me see your shirt.
It's just a regular shirt.
So you picked that blue shirt and went, well, I'm going to wear this blue shirt tomorrow.
I've told you before. I think at this point, I could just walk in my closet and do it because I take the next shirt in line. When I bring a shirt in from the laundry, it goes in the back of the hangers and I rotate through.
You got a full rotation going.
I do. So whatever shirt I wear tomorrow, you could start keeping track.
Hold on.
30 shirts or whatever. Yes, dear.
So that shirt lives on a hanger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
So all of your shirts that you would normally wear aren't folded and put in a dresser drawer.
T-shirts are, you know, like real T-shirts.
What is that?
I don't know. It's like just a baseball shirt kind of looking thing.
Oh, all right.
It has like stripes on the arms.
There's some buttons on there.
But even if it didn't, if it's a nicer T-shirt.
That gets a hanger, too.
Sure, it gets a hanger. But
so
like,
there's a process by which you go, this is not hanger worthy.
Right.
You go into the drawer. Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's something I would wear to work, I wouldn't want it to be all folded up or wrinkledy.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
So I guess I probably could trust myself in the morning.
So you lay out your shirt.
Yes. And I hang my shirt up on the little hook near my dresser, and I put my underwear and my socks, my pair of jeans.
Underwear and socks get laid out, too?
Everything. It's all right there, because then I can basically do it with my eyes closed. I put on 8 articles of clothing, because as you know, I count everything.
8 articles.
Yeah. Well, it used to be 9, but I don't have to put my glasses on anymore.
Those counted as...
Yes. Because then I would know I had gotten everything.
So your glasses would have been laid on the pile
on top of underwear,
the
pile
and,
of underwear
socks.
And socks.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Ha!
Well,
I don't do all that. But I will tell you this, last night, because Sunday night, man, sleeping next to a pregnant chick is called not sleeping.
Mm.
And I just couldn't she woke me up at midnight and there I was wide awake. And she didn't mean to, but she's, you know, I cannot get... you can't.
Right.
What are you going to push your butt all the way off the bed if you keep doing that?
Right.
And of course, I'm in the way, so I will be pushed off the bed too.
Right. Are you doing the thing now where you know someone's the pregnant person is trying to get comfortable, so you throw an arm over so that they can hold onto that for leverage?
I haven't. No. You know what I did? I slept in a different bed.
Oh.
That's what I did, and actually slept.
Oh.
Like I woke up this morning and went, oh my God, I slept all night. It's morning. Hey, everyone. There's no one to tell.
No.
It's morning. It's a miracle.
It is. They just keep arriving these mornings.
Well, if you've been up at midnight and you're just up till 3 waiting to get out of bed, that's awful. Everyone knows that feeling. What else can I think about? I wonder what Yuzi's doing.
Right. She's up.
Well, she's probably sleeping. Oh, Yuzi's up?
No, please. Yuzi's always up.
Yeah, what is your schedule? You're more like fall asleep at 6 p.m. and get up at 2 a.m.
Yeah, I try to wait for John to get home and do dinner and all that stuff.
You try.
Well, I try to stay up is the thing. I'll have dinner ready, and sometimes I just put it on the stove and go, it's all there.
I'm going to bed.
Yeah,
well, he's
exactly.
Selling cars till what time? Every day.
Well, yesterday was his day off.
So he was
only
in there for half a day.
Oh, he went in.
Yeah, there was some big meeting in like Pleasanton he had to drive to.
Oh.
And then...
on his day off.
On his day off.
Is he trying to get employee of the month? Can't he say, no, that's my day off, man? And
well,
you know what?
And then, no, they have to go. Like, everyone had to go to this big meeting. And then a customer called him and said, hey, I want to buy this car, blah, 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 some E-Class. So he's like, yeah, I'll be there. So he comes home. He calls me and he says, I'm exiting the freeway. I'm like, okay, are you hungry? Let me make you something. And so I'm like, okay, what can I make? So I still had the wonton soup. So I heated that up. And then I made him, I was making tacos for dinner. So I made him nachos.
Oh, nice.
Made some tortilla, you know,
you're
strips.
A nice lady.
And then guacamole and some salsa. I was just like throwing stuff together. Oh, let me do this. And then he comes home and he eats real quick and then he splits.
And goes back
and sells
an
E-Class. Yeah. And then came home and today's his day off, but someone needs to see him today. So he's going to go in today. And then
man,
he's like, hey, I have to go to Alabama next month. I'm like, what the heck is in Alabama? Yeah, I guess
Alabama.
It's some Mercedes, I don't know, headquarters.
Is it like a team building exercise? Or?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a learning thing.
Boy, that is a serious job.
Yeah. Like, people told me I was going to be, what did they call it, Bryn? A car widow or car something.
Car salesman widow or something.
Yeah,
like
something
that.
Like that. And I was like, no, no, it'll be fine. And now I'm like, oh, yeah, they're right.
I live alone.
But it's hard when you eat and then go right to bed. Like, I, you know, for me, mm-hmm. I'm like, if we could eat at 4 p.m. every day, that would be awesome because then there'd be still 3+ hours in my day before I'd have to. But so many times it's just, you know, everyone's wrapping their day up or my kid doesn't come home until after tutoring on a couple days a week. And it's just.
Do you guys feel pressure to eat together?
No, we just do eat together.
You just do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel pressure, but I
wouldn't call it pressure.
I'd like to do
it. We're all going to eat when we, you know, I'm making one dinner.
Yeah.
Well, we have that where I want to eat early.
Yeah.
And
she wants to eat.
Well, they're
you.
Like. We just had snacks or whatever. And I'm like, well, okay, I'm happy to eat alone. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with it. 2 minutes over the sink, done. Peace. I'll even clean my own dish and be on my way. But they feel like we should be together, which is fine, except that then the kids all 8 o'clock before bed. Can I have a snack?
Mm-hmm. Because you've eaten so
she
early.
Ate 4 hours ago.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing, dude. Oof.
I know. It is a whole thing.
Ay-yi-yi.
I like it, though. Sometimes I can't hold out any longer, and I'm starving, and it's 4 p.m., so I'll make myself a sandwich or something, and then, like, the real dinner happens, and then I'm going to be there anyway, and then I'm watching everybody eat, and I hate that, because I want to eat, because there's food.
They grab a little something.
Right, so it's, you know, well, I'm, like, double dipping. And
you're also freed up to entertain everyone at the table.
Oh, yeah? Well, really? With
you're not really
like,
eating.
Stories and...
Arm farts, whatever.
Oh, I hadn't considered arm farts might be a form of entertainment I could use.
They're boys, aren't they?
Yeah.
Right now, Hooman's wearing his hat, right?
What, game over? Why?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's listening to us talk about relationships.
Oh, he loves sitting at the table and eating with everybody. Don't let him fool you.
Well, he does?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fun. That whole family dinner once a week, that's beautiful. It really is.
Yeah, I just like it's when everybody... You know, you're there, you're spending a solid 20 to 30 minutes together, and then everybody cleans together, and it's just it's nice. Check in, catch up. Last night I made, I didn't have an exciting day, but for me, it was exciting. I moved some containers around. I'm starting to get things going in the...
Ooh, moved containers around? What do you mean containers?
Container.
Like planters, like big, these big planters. That
like wine barrel, half wine barrel things?
No,
or?
These are like probably 3 feet long, maybe 1.5 wide, and about 2 feet tall, and they were on the side of my house.
They're plastic things?
No, they're, I guess they're fiberglass? They're definitely not like ceramic, but they're
sound heavy.
They were until I had to take all the dirt out of them. So I had to transfer all the dirt out of them into these buckets and drag it across the
You thing. Did that.
Yes.
You took the dirt out.
I hand troweled
and
it
you,
out too.
You put that in like
and I put
little
it in,
baggies?
No, I put it in 5 gallon buckets.
Oh.
And then I made a pile of it on the other side of the yard. And it was great because it was all full of worms and just like super great healthy soil, but I had all these other things in it, so I had to get rid of all the roots.
I just checked Bryn for confirmation that that's cool.
It's a good thing.
He liked
it.
Oh
yeah.
He
oh
really
man.
Liked it.
I could have gone fishing hard. Like some of these were like big fat nightcrawler size worms. I was like, this is awesome. So, anyways,
Do you just keep them in the dirt?
Oh yeah, they're great. They're you
the
know,
worms are.
You want the worms?
The
you want
worm
like
poo.
Composty? No. So you know, I'm always chopping up like my yard compost and adding that in. And so I empty these two planters. Then finally, they're light enough to move. I move them over to the other. Oh my god, this is so stupid. So I'm moving this one planter, and this one is a ceramic. So I'm trying to fit the thing under there, and I pull the hand trolley back to try to get it to lift up the thing. And it snaps away from my hand and jams me so hard in the funny bone. I've completely effed up my elbow.
You know what you need?
It's so bad. What do I need?
You need a crane.
I do need a crane. A crane would actually be awesome, Vinny. Can you get a crane?
Well, I'm sure I could.
No, I don't need a crane. I'm all set.
A crane would have just lifted that thing up, moved it over, and you'd be like, look at my elbow.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Fine.
Oh my god, I've just been beating the hell out of myself. So, anyways, now,
and your worms wouldn't be all the light, the light.
No,
the
that
light!
That soil needed to be turned and amended. So, it was a. You know what's funny? So I worked
Kanye
all day
just
yesterday.
Got on the show.
And I didn't get on my elliptical or anything yesterday because I was doing
things. No.
But it doesn't matter because I weigh more than closed my, green ring, whichever one is the exercise
ring. What about
ring.
The pink one?
The walking ring?
Yeah, did you clean? Well, no, that's your calories ring. The pink
Moogle.
One's calories.
Move is the one? The outside ring? I thought that was just walking.
No, pink is your calories.
Yeah, I closed that like 3 times.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. So, and actually, so I felt bad. It was like 4:30 and I was finishing up and I'm like, oh, do I have time to get an elliptical? I looked at my thing. I'm like, my ring goes around like 1.5 times on the green one, like 3 times on the red one.
There
I'm
you
like,
go.
I'm like, I'm good. I do not need to go exercise. Thank God. Mm-hmm. I could just sit my ass down. But I love a day where you just feel so productive. Like, it just feels
that was great. Productive.
Oh my God, it was great. I'm gonna get my tomatoes in today.
What?
Yeah, I'm super excited. So anyway, so it took me all day to do that. So, and of course I was in charge of dinner because John was working all day. So I made little English muffin sandwiches and they were so good.
What was in them?
An egg, a piece of cheese, a slice of tomato, a bunch of avocado. Oh my God,
that is pretty good.
That was like the best Egg McMuffin you ever had. They were so good. I was like, oh, this is like my new easiest thing to make. All they needed was a little slice of, is it called Canadian bacon? The little round ham.
Yeah. You didn't need that, though. You had it right the first time. But I really wanted to make fun of you, but that's actually, can you make that now?
Doesn't that sound delicious?
Yeah,
they were
really?
So good. And so I took out the English muffin. And I put the piece of cheese across the hot English muffin, and then I put the egg on top of it, and it totally melted the cheese.
I was I'll like, take two.
This, yeah, two is what you want. We only had 4 English muffins, so I gave my son 2, and John and I each had 1.
I know. Did you use Rudy's organic English muffins, whole grain wheat?
No, Hooman, I didn't. I don't know what brand they were. They weren't Thomas's because they were like in a stack. Normally, I would just go Thomas's. Oh, they were so good, delicious.
You should have your son make some.
Have him make some?
Yeah. Well, like,
I mean, he's making bagels.
Oh, have him make actual English
muffins.
Yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, those bagels were crazy. All right.
Hold
so,
on, before you go to break. Okay. You said you're going to Alabama?
Oh, yeah. Are you going to go with Johnny B to Alabama?
I said, maybe I'll go too. And then I looked up Alabama this morning. Didn't really see much there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing going on in Alabama.
There's a motorsports museum that looks pretty
fun.
Well,
if you're into Confederate flags, they have those there.
Hey. Oh,
good. Yeah, John wondered how my people would get treated.
Mm. Oh.
Your people?
Me.
You mean like Mexican people?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what I did yesterday?
What
did you do? Oh, my God, this is so exciting.
I have been slowly going through this show on Netflix called Ozark.
Yeah.
And it's starring Jason Bateman, among others. Oh, what's the lady's name? Dang it. Laura Linney? Lisa Linney.
Laura Linney. There is.
I don't know if that's her, though. Uh-huh. Darn it. Anyway, it's excellent. But I have been going so slow, and yesterday I just said, that's it, I'm finishing this
and
show.
And
I finished it, and I loved it so much.
Oh.
The last episode of the whole season was so dramatic, and the way it ends, I just had tears running down my face. And luckily, because there's no watching that around the kid,
right?
I had to do that alone.
Were you on the treadmill when you watched
it? No, they had gone to ballet, and I was like, I'm going to finish that. And it was excellent.
Oh, just boy.
Absolutely.
Should we watch that one?
What's it called again?
Ozark.
Oh, yeah. Well, do you want to finish Punisher or you want to jump ship?
Punisher, for sure. We have a few shows we can watch. I love Punisher.
You haven't finished Punisher yet?
We've only watched one episode. Yeah. And he doesn't come over every weekend.
Hey, I have great news for you, Zet.
Oh, God.
What?
Alabama.
Alabama has the second highest Mexican population for any state in the United States.
Oh, really? Boy.
There's
what's number one? Is it California?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I thought maybe Texas.
No.
Texas, Arizona.
Alabama is full of Mexicans.
You see, you're all set. You can go to Alabama.
That doesn't mean they're treated well.
Well, that means there's a lot of them.
The next article is about how, you know, undocumented Mexican immigrants feel in Alabama.
Oh, how do they feel?
It can't be good, man. I'd be so stressed. Oh,
You would?
Yeah, because that's a tough state. I mean, it is so red.
I've never been there.
Oh. I only drove through it. Couldn't get out fast enough.
They got a good college football team.
They do.
That's about it.
Bama. Mm, so. Anyway, it is now 6:06.
Right on time.
Yeah. Basic right for us, KLSE, KLSE, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
It's Sarah and Vinny.